I want you to look in the 33rd chapter of Isaiah, in verse number 16. Well, I'm going to back up and read verse 15. He that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly, he that despiseth the gain of oppression, that shaketh his hands from holding of bribes, that stoppeth his ears from hearing of blood, and shutteth his eyes from seeing evil, he shall dwell on high. Now, I know you've heard a lot of popular doctrine that says there's no condition to this, but they don't read their Bible. Amen. Salvation is not unconditional. Can I get a you say it's not? No, it's not unconditional. You've got to call on the name of the Lord. Praise God. Amen. And that's not my text. Probably shouldn't even have got off there, but it just crossed my mind, my little old mind. And But it said, them that speak uprightly, walk righteously. There's a life to live. Amen. They shall dwell on high, and his place of defense. Now, I read this. I was really interested in this. His place of defense. Do you know the church needs a place of defense? Because there's an enemy, praise God, that would love to destroy you. He really would. Now, there's no need of us saying it's not so, because it is so. Satan desires to have you, that he might sift you as the wheat. Amen. And God said, your defense shall be the munitions of rocks. Your defense shall be munitions of rocks. That's why I want to preach on tonight. I want to preach on, amen, this defense. Amen, our hiding place, our refuge, our fortress shall be a place of rocks. Praise God. Won't you lift your hands and ask the Lord to help me preach something out of this text that'll help somebody. Praise God. Glory, glory, glory. Praise God. Glory. Hallelujah. How many with me tonight, how many can say that they honestly feel like old-time religion is under attack? Huh? And you know, we cannot afford to be defeated. We must prevail. And Brother Dalton has already said tonight, and I like the way he brought it out, that all the support that he had when he was over there, if it wasn't his conditioning, even though we're committed to do the best we can. Amen. We must have a place, amen, that we can hide from the enemy. And it's not in ourself. It's not in our strength. Amen. But I want to preach about this place. Amen. This munitions. That's a little unusual word. This scripture this morning, Brother Jason, kept going over and over in my mind. I couldn't remember exactly. I've read the Bible through like all preachers have. Right. And over and over and over. And I remember that verse, munitions of rocks. I woke up with a burden on my heart, amen, to preach about, amen, this rock and living on the rock and living in the rocks and finding a place of defense. And munitions kept coming out in my mind. And so, there wasn't nothing left for me to do but look it up and see exactly where it was at. I couldn't remember. And y'all probably, I know y'all sharper than me. I didn't bring my crudence. Hallelujah. I'm glad folks don't preach against crudence. Do they? Huh? I'm glad they don't, but I forgot it, Brother Dalton. And so it got desperate. Y'all want to help me preach if I try my best? Hallelujah. So I got on the phone. I said, who can I call that's got a credence? And so I thought, Brother, you know, and I called him. And I said, you know where that scripture is about the munitions of the rocks? Oh, no. He said, but I got a crew that's right inside the door. I said, I'm on hold. Get it. Praise God. He went in and he looked it up and he said, I'm going to have to call you back just a minute. I said, don't forget now. And I was already, I want to know where it's at. Hey, man, I know it's in there. And so he called me back in a little bit and he said, okay, here is. And he gave it. I said, that's not the one. And gave me another. That's not the one. Gave me another one. Oh, yes, that's it right there. Praise God. I said, I'm going to preach on that tonight. Hey, man. And I said, now do me another favor. I forgot my dictionary. Look it up and see what it means. You say, surely I'm not. You're not going to expose your... I'm telling you exactly how I got this message. Amen. It come from the Lord. And God spoke it to me. I couldn't remember. It's not in the back of this Thompson chain. Amen. But the word munition. Amen. It meant just what I thought it meant. Amen. The word munition meant a refuge. A fortress. Amen. And one word of that, brother, it meant castle. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, what are you talking about? Brother, sometimes we feel vulnerable. We feel like we're out in the open. Amen. Come on now. I wish somebody helped me preach. I wish I could preach a little bit tonight. We are in a shaky world. We are in a world that is sinking fast. We're in a world that don't know right from wrong. I never seen a sight in my life of a world that don't know right from wrong. It's all relative, amen, to the situation. It's ethical according to the jam you're in. Amen. Come on now. Amen. It's not only in the White House, amen, but it's in the church house. Amen. I tell you, I couldn't be a preacher, amen, if I had to think of some way to wiggle out of everything. I just don't have enough words, amen, to slide out of swerve out of everything. Amen. I'd just quit. Amen. I would if I had to try to please everybody. Amen. I'd just forget it. Hallelujah. I wish somebody would say amen. I tell you, amen, we are in a wishy-washy, sheepish, goatish, upish, downish, inish, outish, whitish, blackish, heavenly devil society. Oh, y'all come on, help me. I'm going to be as nice as I can tonight. Amen. I want to preach on that. Amen. I thought of another verse. I thought over in Proverbs where the great wise man, he said there is four things that are their wisdom, are small things, but wisdom, amen. He said wisdom is in these small things. And he said there's the ant, amen, that prepares in the meat in the summer. And then he said there's the conies are but a feeble folk. You know who I thought of when I thought of old Coney? I thought of old Randy. Hallelujah. He's a feeble folk, brother. Amen. But you know what he said about wisdom, praise God, of these little conies. And I don't even know what a coney is. I looked that up too. Amen. A coney was I looked it up in two places. And one place it said it was like a little rabbit that lives in the rock. And the other said it was like a little badger that lived in the rock. Now, if you ever see a little badger rabbit-looking thing that lives in the rock, that's a coney. But it ain't what it was. Amen. That got my attention. It was the wisdom of that little animal. Amen. Who is feeble. Amen. And can't make it on his own. And so in the God put in that little feeble coney a desire to survive. And he knew in order to survive, he had to run to the rock. Somebody say amen. I wonder if we've got that much sense tonight. Hallelujah. In the troubles of this world. Amen. When the world is shaken and men we had confidence in turn back and left us standing. Hallelujah. And when men are compromising the word of God and movements are compromising wholesale, where can a little feeble preacher like me? I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to run to my munition in the rocks. Hallelujah. I'm about to feel like shouting a little bit here. Whoo, sweet Lamb of God. Now, I want you, I don't know what I'm going to call this message exactly, but you know it's going to be something about the rock. We need to survive. We cannot afford, amen, to be a statistic of defeat. We must, amen, somebody say amen. I said we must, amen, that Connie, though a feeble folk, amen, yet makes they their houses in the rocks. Amen, is it any wonder why, amen, folks are so defeated, amen, and so unsure, and are not absolutely positively convinced. Amen, somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel like preaching a little tonight. I remember years ago, amen, I heard about a young preacher that had backslid, and it broke my heart. Now I remember getting on the phone and calling this preacher up and see if I could encourage him, amen, to get back up, amen, get him back in the altar of prayer. Amen, I called him up, and I began to talk to him, told him I loved him. And I'd heard of of his problems, and I began to talk to him, amen, and he replied this to me. I could tell he was defeated. I could tell that the enemy had him bound, just like he's got somebody in this house tonight bound. And I began to talk to him, and I said, friend, amen, listen, you can get up, amen, and I heard, amen, this on this silence on the other end, amen, and there had been some folks talking to him, amen, and telling him that, that it didn't have to be this, and it didn't have to be that, and amen, and finally I said to him, I said, well, brother, listen, amen, he said, I'm just confused, and I said, well, listen, amen, I said, you know the Bible, and you know, amen, what God requires of us. And he said this to me. He said, I don't know what I believe anymore. Amen. Are y'all out there? I'm telling you, that's what's wrong. Amen. In the church world tonight, we don't know what we believe anymore. With somebody say amen. Amen. There's people, amen, that said, but I thought God was going to move in this situation. And he didn't move, and I just don't know, amen, what to believe anymore. They're like John the Baptist, amen, that said, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. John said that himself. John pointed him out and said, there's none other than the Son of God, amen. And then in the prison house, amen, he said to his disciples, amen, go ask John if he is the Messiah, or do we wait for another? Brother, there was a shaking going on in that dungeon he was in. And there may be somebody in this house, somebody backslid, and it hurt you, and you don't know what to believe anymore. Amen. Come on now. Every false doctrine under the sun is being broadcast across the television, the radio, and the pulpits of America. And our world don't know, amen, which way to turn. But I want to tell you, amen, we can still run to the rock. I say we can still run to the rock and find a place to put our feet. Hallelujah. I'll say, praise the Lord. Stay with me now. I hope I can say something. Amen. They had their munitions in the rocks. Amen. They had their fortification in the rock. Amen. Come on now. Praise the Lord. Listen to this. Praise God. He saith unto them, but who say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ. The Christ. The Son of the living God. Oh, I wish I could preach. Pray for me. I'd love to be able to preach tonight. Amen. Everybody, are you listening to me? Brother, in this wicked world, when in this world of quicksand, amen, we're looking for a place, amen, of fortitude, amen, that will not move out from under us. Amen, we're trying to build churches on personality, amen, on talent, amen, upon money, upon, amen, commercialism and promotion. Come on now. But brother, it won't stand. Somebody say amen. I wish I could preach to you.
He said, who do men say that I am? Oh, some say that you're John the Baptist and some Elias and some Jeremiah and one of the prophets. Y'all listen to me. And he said unto them, but who say ye that I am? Oh, sweet Lamb of God. I'm going to tell you something, amen, tonight that separates, amen, the true, pure religion from every other religion in the world. Come on now. And I got news for you right now. When you get to heaven, God ain't going to look at your credentials and see which first church you belong to. It ain't going to matter what you say you belong to. But there is one factor that's going to matter. And it's going to matter who you say that Jesus Christ is. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. He said, who do men say that I the Son of Man am? Amen. And John, amen, Peter spoke up. Amen. Listen, and I want to tell you this. Oh, they're burying John Paul. Amen. A lot of people misinterpret this verse right here and started a priesthood out of the Apostle Peter because of this scripture here they use in justification. Amen. But you know what he was talking about here? Oh, I wish I was a preacher tonight. Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. Help me, God. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter. He just called him Simon Bar-Jona, and now he calls him by another name. You know why he calls him by another name? Amen. He's got his foot on the rock. What is that rock? Amen. That rock is the fact, amen, that this flesh and blood had not revealed it unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. Somebody help me preach. Amen. And I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock, amen. Where does a man like Peter, amen, that's very flexible, amen, back and forth he goes. Amen. This is the same man that said, I'll go with you to death. And then ends up cursing by the fire. Oh, come on now. This is the same man. Amen. That Paul rebuked. Amen. For his change of heart concerning the Gentile. Amen. But I want to tell you something about this man. Amen. He found the rock. Somebody say amen. He was a man that knew how to repent and get a hold of God. And he believed in Christ. That Christ was, amen, none other than the Christ, the Son of the living God. And it's upon this rock that he builds his church. Oh, I wish I could preach to you tonight. Amen. The Bible said, Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Oh, I wish somebody tonight could get a hold of this with me. How many believes that Jesus is the Christ? Brother, come on now. Is he new to you? Is he real in your soul? Amen. That's what's going to get us through. Amen. When we're feeble. Amen. And we cannot survive on our own. Amen. There is a faith in the Son of God that'll keep us through the storm. Oh, glory. Upon this rock, this feeble man called Peter. Amen. He said, I'm going to call you stone. Peter the rock. Because you've got confidence. You've got faith. You have got a spiritual revelation that I am not just a man. I am not just a prophet. I am not just a good man. Amen. But I am the Christ. Amen. The Son of the living God. Brother, can I tell you, amen, that our religion hinges, amen, upon this fact. I wish I could preach to you tonight. I say, could you believe that our religion, amen, hinges upon this fact? Amen. That we got our foot on the rock and our mind made up tonight. Amen. We're dwelling for my people. Their munitions shall be, amen, in the rocks. Amen. There's some place to put our feet. Amen. It's upon the confidence, amen, that Jesus is God's only begotten Son, and he was revealed, amen, to us at Calvary. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Ooh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'll run to the rock and hide my face. Come on. Come on. Come on. I'm going to run into the cleft. Moses said, God, if you don't go up with me, amen, I cannot go up. If you don't go up, I'm going to tell you something. When we have opposition to us, and I'm telling you, it is a trial for us. Come on now. And we have opposition come against us. And Moses was in the mountains. And when he came down out of the mountain, oh, you know where I'm going, don't you? Huh? But listen to the truth in this message. Amen. When he came down out of the mountain and he found his church and his brother and the leader and the assistant, so-called. Amen. They rose up to play. I feel the Lord in this house tonight. Amen. They had taken and melted down. Amen. Their earrings and the gold from the Egyptians. And they'd made a golden calf. They were up. They had made themselves naked. And they were dancing and making revelry. Amen. Come on now. Amen. You say, well, ain't nobody living right anymore. That could have been what Moses said when he came down and viewed that going on. Amen. And so finally God said, I want you to take them on up. And he said, I can't do it unless you go up before us. And God told Moses, he said, there's a place I'm going to put you by me and thou shalt stand. What? What did he say? Amen. They shall stand upon a rock. Amen. Come on now. Amen. It don't matter how fast we get the music and how emotional we get in the service. When we come back down to earth, if we don't land on the rock, we're not going to make it. Somebody say amen. I say when we get our feet on the rock, amen, then we can make it. Praise God. And Moses said, I want you to show me thy glory. How many tonight like to see the glory of God? I believe with all my heart that we can find our place, amen, on that rock. Amen. If we get on our knees and seek Christ Jesus until God, amen, reveals him to us in our very own heart and get our foot on that rock, that'll be the defense of this wicked apostate generation. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone. Can you say his name? Come on now. I lay a tried stone, a precious corner stone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. Amen. Come on. I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone. Amen. You say, brother, I wish you'd preach us something else. Amen. I don't feel like preaching nothing else. I feel like preaching the Son of God. Amen. The Rock of Ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. I tell you, if we let the devil undermine our belief in the Christ, amen, the Son of God, amen, tell there ain't hope for none of them. Amen, none of these young girls, like when you came in my office many years ago, amen, with a burden on your soul, and God met you there. With somebody say amen. I believe that we can still build this, amen, experience on the rock of Christ Jesus, amen, who is our Savior. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. It's on that, it's in that rock of confidence that the work of the Lord is built. It's on that rock of absolute truth. Praise God that we're going to see the glory of God. I wish I could preach to you tonight.
trying to build a work here in Salem, trying to build a little church, trying to build a work for the Lord. And I'll tell you how in the world you can go by some mega church, they call it. I'm telling you, and they don't care to tell you. We run 3,000. Huh? We have to have three services. Huh? Three services every Sunday to get them all in. It's the further out. Amen. Come on now. You say, well, brother, that's the way to go, is it? Is that where the glory of God is? In the numbers? Huh? Oh, I'm going to talk to you in a minute. Is that where the glory of God is? Where is the glory of God? Amen. Oh, but I had a meeting in our area, and I'm telling you, they was talking about over at the mega church, and they was talking about this evangelist there, and you know, people's legs are growing out, and you know, that's one of the main tricks. You know, I don't know if you know that or not, but that's one of the main tricks. I don't know, somebody following around, and you know, well, anyway, it went, and this gentleman was prophesying, and he, for $20, he was prophesying to him. $20. Hallelujah. I don't know. I can't hardly get $20 out of people if I work for them. I don't know how they do it. Thanks God. And they, $20, I told one man, he told this man, this is a report that come back from his family, and it said, told this poor man, he said, you're going to go back to the doctor, and he's going to, listen to this, it's sad. He said, you're going to go back to the doctor, and he's going to have good news for you. The man never did go back to the doctor. He went to the graveyard. Now you say, well, brother, that happens. Oh, yeah, it happens. People die all the time. Amen. But when you prophesy, amen, it better come true. Come on now. And you know, when that man finally left the country, and, you know, it takes a while for things to shake down, and some people got some news, and I don't know how many, he'd been married 5 times, and I don't know how many judgments he had against him, had spent time in prison for fraud, and I don't know what all. And brother, I mean, people, y'all ain't liking this, are you? Amen, but that parking lot, brother, amen, there was full of coming in, and they were just rubbing the old holiness preacher and said, man, I even had him stand up in my church, my little holiness church, and say, I heard it. You know, somebody over here got healed. What do you do? Just stand up. You don't get up and say, I doubt that. She does. Wait till it shakes down. Amen. I wish somebody would say amen. But I'm going to tell you something. If you're going to have a church, it ain't going to be built upon stuff like that. Are you hearing me? I believe with all of my heart. Amen. If we're going to be in the church, it's going to be built upon the rock. Hallelujah. And that's where our defense is going to be. We ought to have a reason. We ought to have the power. Amen. To answer any man that asks us why we have this hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. I wish somebody holler amen. Brother, listen, we are under attack, and we need to run to the rock, and that rock is Christ Jesus. And if we ever see the glory, hey, I know the storm is on, and I know the winds are raging, and I know false doctrine is at all time high. But brother, listen, if you handle the real thing long enough, you'll be able to tell a counterfeit every time. I wish we could have a revival of old-time religion. I tell you, I don't want folks just coming to my church. I don't want them just coming and filling the pew so I can call my preacher friend the next Monday and say I had 130. Well, if they're not praying, and they're not living right, and they don't have their foot on the rock, then they're going down the drain. And I'm not going to preach all night long. Amen. But listen. Amen. These people had their munition in the rocks. They had their safety in the rock of ages. Amen. There's folks in this house tonight. Amen. The devil, amen, has gave you a round. Amen. He's just about destroying your very life and your very mind. Hallelujah. And just going to church ain't going to help you. But brother, I'll tell you what will. If God will say, come on up, I've got a place right here. Amen. You say, nothing's sure anymore. And I could say that too, but it's not true. There's a place, my God, where we can see His glory, where we can stand firm and have confidence in the Lord.
Oh, I wish I could preach to you. Hallelujah. I wish I could preach it to you tonight. Listen to me. Praise God. I want you to pray one more time. I feel the Holy Ghost here tonight. You pray the Lord to have His way. Is your world turned upside down? Are you like Moses? People you have confidence in let you down? Are you like Peter? You had good intentions, but you failed. I'm going to tell you, you can still put your trust in the Son of God tonight. I said you can still put your trust in the Son of God tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where do you run to, friend? Where do you run to when trouble overwhelms you? The psalmist said, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Amen. I want you to bow your heads and we'll turn to service, brother. Come on, Brother Chase. Amen. Bow your heads with me just a minute. Listen, church. Pray for me right now. Pray for us right here in this little service. Pray for us. Hallelujah. Glory. I feel you, Lord. I feel you, Lord. Lord, who is it you're wanting to deal with here tonight? I know you are. Deal with somebody here tonight in this service. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel this with all my heart, church. Listen to me. I feel this in all my heart. There is a real thing. Like they sang tonight, it's real. Oh, there's a lot of fake. There's a lot of counterfeit. But there's a real. And there might have been a time in your life when you believed it. But because of circumstances and heartaches, and because things didn't turn out like you had thought they ought to, and maybe they should have, but they didn't. Now you don't know if you even got faith in God or not. You're like that one preacher that said, I just don't know what I believe anymore. You can get back. You can get back to the rock at an altar of prayer. I wish somebody would say amen. And oh, you talk about peace. Brother Jason, we talk about an assurance just when we, amen, get back to that rock and we know that no matter what the enemy does, we're in a place of safety because we're in Jesus Christ. Amen. Can somebody say amen to help me here? I don't know what your need is tonight. I'd love to pray for you, though. Is this all right, Pastor? I want to pray for you, though. And you say, well, brother, I know. I just preach. I don't know. Maybe it's not as good as what... I don't know. I don't know about that. I know I preached what the Lord wanted me to. Amen. God's people can have their safety in the rock. And that rock is Jesus Christ and faith in Him. And you can find a hiding place tonight too and safety from your heartache and your trouble and your sorrow and your weakness and your feebleness. You can find your safety in the rock. Amen. Well, everybody's bowing your head just a moment. Amen. I'm going to turn this right back and let the pastor do how he feels. But I wonder tonight, is everybody praying right now and praying for me? I feel the Lord on my heart. I wonder if there's somebody in here needs prayer tonight. Saved or sinner, it don't matter. It don't matter. I feel like praying for you. But I think you ought to ask for prayer. I come point you out, I guess. But if you want prayer just to get back on track, get your feet back on the rock. We'll pray for you tonight if you want to come forward. If you just need God to come to you, you're so weak and troubled, you just don't know. God will come to you if you want Him to. He sure will. Church, pray for me a minute more. I'm going to let you go. You're in this place tonight and you've heard so much, but I'm going to tell you what. The truth is right here in Jesus Christ. He'll help you. He'll help you. He'll turn your life around. He'll give you something to live for. He'll help you put your feet on a rock to where you can have some peace and comfort in this old weary world. How many knows? If a church knows I'm telling you the truth, say amen.
Amen.
Are you in trouble tonight? Who's in trouble? While the saints are praying, just slip your hand up. I'm not coming to you. I just want to see if you're concerned about yourself. Who's in this house tonight? I'll slip your hand up. There's a hand. Who else? There's another one. Is there another hand? Slip your hand up and say, I'm in bad trouble, and I need God to help me. My faith is shot. I just don't know hardly what to believe anymore, and I'm worried about it. Somebody slip your hand up. I'm waiting on one more hand. We're going to pray. Is there one more? There's another hand. How about another? Is there another hand? Devil's got you. He lies to you. He's deceived you. He's got you where you don't even know what's right and what's wrong, what's truth, what's error. You just don't know anymore. You can't afford to go on what you think. You got to know the truth. Is there another hand will slip up and say, I need prayer. I'd love to have prayer. I'd love to feel the Lord in my soul tonight. Is there another? Come on. One more? Sweet Holy Ghost, help us tonight.